huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
It's 57 at our studios.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. It's time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it to Friday. They cannot take that from us. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Want to send a big thank you to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us and appreciate them sponsoring this hour. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar. Got some country music requests and the latest in country music news all lined up for you, and including a kind of interesting subject about who your favorite country artists like to sing karaoke to. We'll get into all of that coming up. And we got some great requests for you as well, all coming up right here on WIRI. But of course, we have to get to this first. It is our final day for the statewide Civic Media SCANI Summer Text to Win contest. We've been having a lot of fun with this one over the last couple of weeks. I want to thank you all for joining us for it and having some fun with us and giving us some bragging rights along the way. What you need to do, if you're just tuning in and just finding out about this, boy, you got in on the last day, so good on you. Get the Civic Media app downloaded. All right, you got it? Cool. All right. Great. Thanks for downloading it. Keep that app handy because you're going to get this word to you. You're going to get a keyword that you're going to text to us at the top of this hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1, 3, 5, and 7. You got an hour to text us that word. You do so and boom, just like that, you are in on this great contest where hourly somebody's going to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize package. Daily, you're going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats and our grand prize going to two of our winners, or two of our people out there. Fort Atkins Cottage on the Lake, Lake Geneva Stave at Harbor Shores, and a Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. All this available to you just for texting this keyword to us. Want to thank again everybody for playing along with this one. I think I've made you wait long enough. Your keyword for today is... Oh, actually, there was one other thing about cranberry, but no, I'll tell you. The keyword is cheese. Of course it is. Cheese. Yeah. Go ahead and text us cheese. It sounds weird. Any of my friends out there that have my number, please feel free to text me cheese just to mess with me. Text us on the Civic Media app the word cheese, and you'll get in on the running on this. Again, a big thank you to our friends at Civic Media having this fun contest. We wanted to do something to get really kick off summer and let you all know how much we appreciate you supporting us, your loyalty. Thank you so much for that. And a special thank you to our WIRI listeners. I know that there have been some changes here with the music and some of those things, and y'all have stuck around. You've stuck by us, and we appreciate that. You buy local, you support local, and support local radio stations. Goes a long ways, everybody, and we appreciate you for that. Have some fun with this one. Help us with the bragging rights. Get in, text that word, win some stuff. It's a win-win situation all around. Let's get into our National Day of calendar for this June 14th, 2024. National Pop Goes the Weasel Day. Stay celebrates a nursery rhyme that we all have had been singing since we were kids. I remember that one pretty well. It is also Monkey Around Day. It's a good day to go ape. Go ahead and have some fun. Enjoy the day. Monkey around. How many of you out there were called a little monkey by your grandparents or somebody? Because I'm a climber. I love climbing. And that is something I have definitely... I've got the long limbs and everything too. So I'm a little kind of like that. So it's International Bath Day. Enjoy, all of you that enjoy baths out there. National Bourbon Day. I mean, you monkey around, have some bourbon while you take your bath. I don't know. This seems like a combination right there. It's World Blood Donor Day. A big thank you to all you heroes out there, and I do mean heroes, I don't say that lightly, that have donated blood. You have no idea how many lives you've impacted or saved. Appreciate all of you out there doing that. I want to take a moment to honor the Army's birthday. Join us as we celebrate the U.S. Army's birthday. Created in 1775. Have had, let me see. I believe I've had at least, just off the top of my head, at least 10 of my family members join the Army, including both my grandfathers, who served in Korea in World War II. My grandfather would go on to be a Marine. And it's Flag Day. Our American flag has had some changes over its time. Its current version is what we've been kind of the majority of us have grown up with. But the first national flag was actually Congress adopted it on June 14th in 1777. And as mentioned, the first flag had same 13 red and white stripes you see today. However, the number and arrangement of the stars have changed as the number of states have increased over the centuries. The current flag has remained the same since 1960. Don't believe we'll probably ever go to 51 states, and we darn sure ain't going below 50. So I feel like the flag is probably going to stay the way it is. I can get into the history of the flag. I encourage you to look into it. I think it's very interesting and cool. You know, President Woodrow Wilson was the one that recognized this and celebrated it. The 50th star, represented by Hawaii, not Alaska, completed our flag. But one thing I would like to say is I think that for some reason, and I think we know the reason, but there has been this thing with our American flag as though there are only certain people that can have the flag, wave the flag, have it on their hanging from their house or something. There's been a lot of people that have been taking the American flag and they've got bumper stickers and they've got this and this and this and that bunch of things tied to it. And it's all okay. That's our flag and that's the way it is. But there is certain laws, first off, about our American flag. And there are certainly, I would hope, a standard for the flag. For one, you're an American, you can wave that flag. Don't let anybody tell you different. If you're proud of this country, you want to wave that flag, you go for it. I have a winter jacket that's a fireman's jacket and it has an American flag on it. And I had somebody try to tell me once that I couldn't. And I asked them how many of their family members had served our country. I asked them how many of their relatives have worked in our healthcare system. I asked them what they think is a real American. And they told me a racist answer, if I'm being honest with you. And I just laughed it off. The flag's more colorful. The flag's more closer to so many other things than what it has been kind of turned into in some ways, in some lights. I love that flag. First off, I think it's a very cool looking flag. Let's just put that out there. It's a cool flag. Look at some of the flags that are out there. We got a cool flag. But I look at that flag and I don't think about governments. I don't think about sports teams or anything other than, man, people and the land and the history of this country and what was accomplished here and what continues to be accomplished here every day. It is very easy to get caught up in the weeds and the negatives. And those all, accountability is important, and all those things matter. But I think of my grandparents, I think of my forefathers, the people that, you know, come into this country, giving the Demores and the Maloffs and the Stearns, my family names, an opportunity in this country. I love that flag. And there is not a single person, I don't care if it's the president, that's going to tell me I can't wave that flag. Enjoy and learn more about it. Again, it's a really interesting history about our flag. I encourage you to check it out. Taking a quick look at June 15th and the 16th, Saturday, National Smile Power Day. Smile at people. It's one of those days. National Photography Day as well. Enjoy. Get on out there. National Dog Dad Day. Day dedicated to all you dog dads out there. Enjoy. Magna Carta Day, another one, interesting history behind that. International Surfing Day is Saturday as well. Surfing is one of those things I tried a little bit, but I never got a chance. I didn't get to do it long enough, but I'd love to be able to learn more of that. Another important one on Saturday, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Our seniors are some of our more stronger but vulnerable people out there. We need to look out for them. They pave the way. We are here because of so many of them. The least we can do, and I mean the least we can do, is make sure that they are safe and well taken care of and looked after. And Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I mean all dads. Yeah, we'll throw the dog dads in there. We are talking about stepdads. We're talking about father figures. And certainly dads. There's a lot of ways to celebrate. Encourage you to celebrate with yours, if you're able. We, of course, also recognize that Father's Day is about the fathers that are not with us. And we remember them, and I think there's a lot of great ways of honoring them. I know that my dad and I are planning on honoring my papa, who isn't with us, who was like a dad to me, just as much as he was a grandpa, and was certainly an amazing father to my dad. And I do plan on hanging out with my dad on Sunday. Actually, we have not played catch in a long time. We were talking about doing that. And I know how simple that sounds, but it's something that we really enjoy doing. And it is not. My father and I play catch. It is not just simple pass ball back and forth. It is, let me see if I can get him to twist his ankle. Let me see. We're throwing the ball up as high. He used to do this thing as a kid. Pop up and just chuck it as high as he could up in the air. And my father has an arm. Looking forward to doing that. I'll probably try to fight him for the grill so I can cook, but he'll probably win. However you celebrate, however you want to celebrate, reach out to your dad, celebrate, enjoy. And again, a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there this Sunday. Getting into some country music news. Willie Nelson's latest album, The Border, debuted at number 50 on the Billboard Top Country Album charts. This is not a typo. It is his 114th album to debut on the chart, which extends his lead as the most in the history of country music. That is incredible. Of his 114 albums to appear on the Billboard charts, 53 of them have reached the top 10, and 18 of Willie's albums reached number one. Incredible. And 91 years young, Willie Nelson. Bless him. That is awesome. That is so cool. Can't wait to hear that album, too. And I thought this would be a fun way to go into the weekend. What is your go-to karaoke song? What is your go-to karaoke song? I'm a big fan of The Entertainer. I go up there and I do some air piano. Nobody wants me doing karaoke. Yeah. But what is yours? Let me know. 715-423-1055, 423-1055, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Maybe you have one in common with some of these country music stars. CMA Fest, at the CMA Fest, Good Morning America asked some of our favorite country stars, what was their go-to karaoke song? Megan Maroney chose Country of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. It's a good one. Jelly Roll picked Old Time Rock and Roll from Bob Seger. I could hear him singing that. I can hear that one. Lainey Wilson chose Fancy by Reba McEntire. I would love to hear her version of Fancy. It ain't going to be Reba's. There's only one Reba. But I would like to hear Lainey's version of that. Carly Pierce made her choice rather matter-of-factly. Like, right away, Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Like, she has done that song quite a few times. She had that answer ready, locked and ready to go. And one of my favorite singers, Kelsea Ballerini, She had kind of a funny answer. She said it's only fun if you pick a song that's really hard for you to sing, which I think is a really cool way to look at it. I have always looked at it the exact opposite. But if you are a singer like her, I could see, hey, here's a why, you know, I want a challenge. I like that. That's pretty cool. So her choice is Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. She said, because no one can sing that but Kelly. So not only a interesting approach to karaoke, which I really do admire, I really do think is cool, but a nice shout out to a friend and a fellow bandmate, if you will, as far as a country star. We don't have Kelsey doing that. We don't have Kelsey doing that song, but we do have one for you. We've also got some requested Eric Church coming up, Springsteen. That is for Don over in Rapids. Right now, here's Kelsey Belnari, Dibs. A Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
They can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention if you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take? If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break? If you got a Friday night free and a shotgun, see you. Well, I'm just saying I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, I'll on your lips, on your kiss, on your time, boy, I'm calling dibs. On your hand, on your heart, all mine. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek. 'Cause boy, I got a market, ooh, so they can all back off, yeah. 'Cause I know what I want. And while I got you listening, come on and show me what I'm missing. If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break. Standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
Hey! a history between girls like her and guys like me, cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is her temptation. Her kiss is my salvation. Path crossed mine, accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kind of lies. Cowboys and angels, we ride side by. Cowboys and angels. Cowboys and angels.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
One of the kings of country, Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Got some George Strait on the way for you. Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, of course, is going to wrap us up for the day. All that coming up for you right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-803-2215. 715-803-2215. That's 715-803-2215.
wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car, drove down to the beach he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were people doing body shots up on the bar, Jimmy in a fist fight.
left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama.
For me. bought two 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours, on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James here, and I'm out. You guys have yourselves a great rest of your day. Good music coming up for you. I got some Warren Zanders, Florida Georgia Line, Travis Tritt, all in your future. I'm going to be over at WFHR doing the morning show over there from 8 to 10. Terry Johns will be with us. Go ahead and join us if you'd like some serious comedy to start your day. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day here at Wiz Country. And keep on listening for that Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest word. We're going to have another one for you at the top of the 9, 11 hours, and 1, 3, 5, and 7 today. It's your final day to get that word texted to us and get in on this contest. And the word for this hour, and you only got a couple more minutes to get it to us, cheese. Go ahead and do so. Over on WFHR, got great Rafters baseball all weekend long. Tonight, the boys are in Madison at 6:20. 6:20 start time as well on Saturday as we're hosting Lakeshore for a doubleheader or two back-to-back days. Saturday at 6:20 and then 12:50 on Sunday where they've got a great Father's Day special going on. And be sure to stop by the studios here. Pick up a Cranberry Blossom Festival pamphlet. You can get a schedule and figure out how you want to map out your Cranberry Blossom Festival. The way we like to end things around here on the Sunrise Show on a Friday is with Mr. Toby Keith, who's your daddy, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Sweating. Everything is waiting inside.